This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of the news from here in Arizona, as reported by our KJZZ news team. And it is Thursday, May the 7th. You can almost see the weekend from here on this Friday eve. So let's get to the news. Well, the Phoenix City Council has approved a controversial ordinance that limits the distribution of food and medical treatment at city parks. Last night's 6-3 vote prohibits food distribution events without city approval and restricts those who are not first responders from providing medical care, including overdose medications. Homeless service organizations fear those new restrictions could make their work nearly impossible. The Phoenix Parks and Recreation Department pushed for the changes, saying unauthorized distributions can create safety risks. The ordinance in Phoenix takes effect on June 5th. Meanwhile, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors gave the green light to a 160-acre data center and power plant development that's in the West Valley, despite local concerns about pollution and the project's proximity to Luke Air Force Base. From the Politics Desk, here's Wayne Shutsky on that.
Project Bacara is a proposed data center development near the Air Force Base that would include its own 700-megawatt gas power plant. The supervisors voted to grant the development a military compatibility permit, which is required by state laws that regulate what can be built near bases. That came after the developer agreed to comply with multiple requests from the base, including making sure the project's buildings and operations don't create a hazard for pilots. Supervisor Debbie Lesko.
I told them, if Luke's against it, I'll be against it. And so my understanding is they spoke with Luke Air Force Base.
But some neighbors argued the project will create safety concerns and negatively impact their lives by importing a gas plant capable of delivering enough energy to power hundreds of thousands of homes. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, a federal judge has cleared the way for the Phoenix police chief to discipline a sergeant for his off-duty behavior at a student protest against ICE in Chandler. Matthew Casey reports.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Dustin Mullen has been on paid leave for weeks while internal investigators review if he made false statements to Chandler police, behaved unprofessionally, or provoked protesters. A discipline hearing was scheduled for Monday, but a federal judge nixed it so she could weigh whether to put the discipline process on hold and order more investigation. Now the judge has denied Mullen's request to do so, writing that it's entirely speculative that he faces getting fired. Mullen was put on leave by Chief Matt Giordano, who has said he will review the investigation findings. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, smoke from the Hazen fire burning since Saturday near Buckeye has made its way to other parts of the valley, as you can smell and sometimes see. As Greg Haney reports, some doctor's offices are reporting an uptick in patients that are seeking respiratory care.
When wildfire smoke gets into the lungs, it can cause inflammation and make it harder for the body's cells to get the oxygen they need. Dr. Pamela Valka with Abrazo Health has seen more patients for respiratory issues at her office in Goodyear in recent days.
We can definitely smell the smoke in the air here, and we are not as close in proximity to the fire as those in the Buckeye area.
People with pre-existing respiratory issues like asthma are more likely to experience worsened conditions. Common symptoms can include runny nose, irritated eyes and airways, and coughing. Dr. Cindy Bauer with Phoenix Children's Hospital cited a recent American Lung Association report, which lists Maricopa County as having the fourth worst air quality in the country.
Compound that with the irritants in the air from the smoke. It is a very challenging time for many.
Bauer says closing windows, limiting time outside, and wearing N95 masks can help reduce symptoms when people see or smell smoke. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Democratic Attorney General Chris May says Pima County is allowed to restrict ICE activity on county property. It's an opinion that drew a swift rebuke from Republican lawmakers. Also from our politics team, here is Cameron Sanchez with that.
The Pima County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution in February barring Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from using county property to conduct operations. It also requires the feds to obtain judicial warrants before entering county property for immigration enforcement purposes, and allows the use of barriers like fences to restrict ICE. A group of Republican state senators demanded Mays investigate whether the resolution violates a state law against limiting or restricting federal immigration laws. Mays determined the county resolution does not conflict with state law, allowing the resolution to remain in effect. In response, Republicans accused Mays of undermining law enforcement and putting politics ahead of public safety. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, in contrast to that ruling from Arizona's AG, Borders our Tom Homan is threatening to send even more ICE agents to places that try to resist deportation policies. Holman's comments weren't directed at Arizona specifically, but they do come in the wake of some Arizona municipalities taking action to restrict ICE activity. Here's Holman speaking at a Phoenix Expo this week.
So what's going to happen with places like New York and these other people that want to pass this ridiculous legislation not to work with us? We're going to flood the zone. You're going to see more ICE agents you've ever seen before.
Both Pima County and the city of Phoenix did recently enact resolutions that restrict ICE activity on county and city property. Well, the reversible lanes on 7th Avenue and 7th Street in central Phoenix have been a source of controversy for years. Now the city is asking for public comment for a Midtown transportation study. It will include recommendations to improve safety and connectivity in the corridor, as well as providing a recommendation on the reversible lanes. Scott Beck is a consultant working on the study.
Then we'll develop and evaluate potential scenarios based on what we learn, and then identify a preferred scenario and share it with the public through in-person and virtual meetings in the fall of this year.
Residents are asked to fill out a survey on how they currently travel in Midtown, add a marker to the community map to highlight specific areas of concern, or attend a public meeting. Comments are accepted until May 29th. Well, a strong El Nino weather pattern is developing in the Pacific Ocean. It could bring some much-needed moisture to Arizona this summer. ASU professor Randy Cervini says hotter ocean temperatures are likely to cause more hurricanes in the Pacific.
If we have a lot of Pacific hurricanes that are off the coast of Mexico, the moisture from those hurricanes will be funneled up into Arizona, and they are what trigger our Arizona monsoon.
Cervini told KJZZ's The Show temperatures here in the valley will still be very hot in the months ahead. And he also noted the chances for moisture this summer look slightly better for New Mexico than Arizona. Well, a mining company is considering digging for copper on the Navajo Nation. But as Chris Clements reports, tribal members who live nearby say they are worried about impacts to the environment and to public health.
Essential Minerals is surveying land in the copper mine community near Page. Navajo residents like Lauren Thomas worry about the impacts of a copper mine on his sheep and crops.
Our livelihood really centers around our animals. We raise sheep and we also raise cattle.
Thomas points to community members with health issues like cancer that they suspect came from a history of copper mining in the area. He recently led a protest walk against the mine proposal. But Adrian Dotson, a consultant contracted by Essential Minerals, says Thomas's community needs to give them more time.
We're going to take our time to build the relationships and earn that trust.
Dotson says the project is only being explored at this point, but the company has verified there's evidence of copper in the area. Federal officials call the mineral critical for national security.
That's Chris Clements reporting from Flagstaff. Well, back to politics now. GOP gubernatorial candidate Andy Biggs says he and Kari Lake are very different people, quote unquote, despite his opponent's claims. Here's Cameron Sanchez once again with that.
Biggs hopes to challenge incumbent Governor Katie Hobbs in November. Her reelection campaign is trying to convince voters that Biggs is a, quote, carbon copy of Kari Lake. Lake ran unsuccessfully against Hobbs for governor in 2022. The campaign accuses both Biggs and Lake of supporting a near-total abortion ban, supporting the January 6th insurrection, and refusing to concede election results. Biggs has supported abortion bans and was accused by Stop the Steal organizers of helping orchestrate the January 6th riot, but denies it. He also voted to overturn Arizona's 2020 election results. Biggs.
I don't think anybody that knows my personality would say that we're the same people.
Biggs says he and Lake do have one thing in common, which is that they were both willing to debate Hobbs. Hobbs refused to debate Lake in 2022 and hasn't agreed to debate Biggs either. Cameron Sanchez, KJCC News, Phoenix.
In sports, Pirates ace Paul Skeens retired the first 14 Diamondbacks he faced. He pitched 8 shutout innings as the Pirates blanked Arizona 1-0 last night at Chase Field. Lourdes Gurriel Jr.'s dribbling single in the 5th broke up the perfect game, but Skeens gave up just one more hit along the way to stymie the D-backs, the deciding game of the 3-game series at Chase Field this afternoon. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Thursday, May the 7th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being here. And we'll do it again tomorrow when it is Friday. Talk to you then.